Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good afternoon, good evening, whenever and wherever you may be listening to us across the entire globe, even that faraway land of up north, Kenyatta. Yes, because that's where my guest co-host is. The one and only Pamela Steele. Yes, you know her guest co-hosting here on the show and hanging out and everything, but she's also the creator of Eternal Secret Oracle. There we go. Yes. And while we're at it, of course, Steel Wizard Tarot. Love the box. How you doing, Pam? By the way, Mary did a really cool review, didn't she?
Oh, yes. I'm trying to get it shared on my YouTube channel, but for some reason, I don't know what's going on. But I wanted to mention that the Steel Wizard has been nominated a Carta Award this year.
Yay.
So, yeah, I didn't know if it would qualify or not, but I checked with it. And so then I checked with Crystal at Red Feather and said, hey, you know, like they said that it'd be okay because it's changed so much over the last 20 years. You know, like not the artwork, but everything else about the deck. She said, yes, it definitely qualifies because it's a heritage deck, but it's been, you know, altered enough. And she really liked the new edition.
It's borderless now, too, right?
Yeah, and the book.
So that's different.
All of it.
And you got the book.
And so.
I got the book right here.
Yeah, and so when I called, or when I tracked Crystal down to ask her, Crystal Menaro with Red Feather, she said, actually, we just had a meeting, and we're going to nominate, you know, your deck and some of our others. And I said, so I don't have to do it? She said, no, if that's okay. No, that's great. I mean, I was going to put it in just because I want to see how it does. But, yeah, so it's up for one of the – I think it's – I don't know what categories they're putting it in. But, but yeah, it's up for the Carta Awards this year. So, and that was the one that Eternal Seeker won a couple of years ago. It won
– I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, the Judge's Choice for Best Oracle.
Best Oracle. Judge's Choice.
A group of my peers. I mean, I've been a judge for Carta, and so I knew all of these, well, most of these people. And to receive that honor from your peers, to me, that just went, wow. You talk about humbling.
Well, we got to tell everybody to go vote now.
When the voting, I'm not sure when the voting starts. They're going to release that info. I think it's the end of March, pretty sure, sometime around there. But yeah, we'll blast it all over because a lot of my friends are entered too. So I wish everyone well. I hope everybody does. I know not everybody can win, but that doesn't mean that everybody can't do great. So good luck, everyone.
Yep. And so it's always fun when Pam's on the show. We kind of do the Sundays in between when The Angelic View by Maria Moss's show. It's the first and third Sundays. So I do a, you know, generic Psychic Talk Daily show, I call them. Psychic Talk Daily. During the other Sundays, you know, because Magic Universe is on hiatus. We're waiting for Pamela to come back from winter break.
Mary.
But
Sharona.
Sharona. Yeah. Mary's not with us anymore. Mary and I were doing tarot today on Saturdays for many, many years. And then before that, a lot of other shows going all the way back. You know, I mean, we've been on the air for 14 years now. But, you know, things change. Things happen, you know, family issues and things like that. So Mary had to leave us, and I actually have the nice update that she gave us on Facebook. I have it linked here on my desktop, and I keep forgetting. I need to put it on the new website, psychic.cafe, for everybody. But, yeah, you know, if you're out there listening live, maybe you're listening on the radio, you can come and see us live on YouTube. And the way you do that is you open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live. And that's good for every day of the week. So, you know, rather than giving a different link out, Pam, every day, whatever the link is to that live on YouTube, I swap it out on the Psychic Talk link. That way they only have to remember one link for the show every day. We're on 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. London. So the clocks have changed and gone back last night, but it does. So the times for the shows don't change for everybody else but me. So like I have to get up an hour earlier to do the show now because the show starts at 11 now because I'm on Pacific time. I'm on like San Diego, Los Angeles time now.
Mm-hmm.
So the shows start at 11 instead of noon, which means I got to get up earlier so I have everything ready. So that's just crazy. Oh, my gosh. Let me give that URL out again, psychic.cafe/live. So write that down. Like our phone number, they're good for all the shows. The phone number is 714-816-4628. So if you are watching on YouTube and you want to call in and talk to Pam and I, that's how you do it. Dial 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, dial one on your dial pad. Hit one on your dial pad. That puts you up in the caller queue. Lets us you want to be on live on air with us, and we will chat with you. And we'll also chat with you in the chat room on YouTube. It's really quiet. I gotta tell you, Pam, I've never seen a Sunday like this. Most Sundays people are like on blogtalkradio.com and they're looking around to see what's live and everything. And we usually get 5, 15, 10, 20, you know, different, phone lines all filled up by now. And then the same thing in the chat. I see Michelle's in there. Hi, Michelle. Michelle's in there. Hello, Daximillion. Hello, Pamela. So Michelle Matheny is our host of Michelle's Mystic Corner, which was just on yesterday. So, yeah, that's one of the shows where, I'm doing these daily psychic talk shows on Saturdays, except for the second and the fourth Saturday is now Michelle's show. And so that's replacing Tarot Today. Tarot Today, we just put it on the back burner, since Mary left, because I wanted to start doing daily psychic talk shows and talk about all kinds of different things. So I didn't want to use the Tarot Today name for that. And I'm kind of reserving that for like when we start doing interviews again of tarot authors and deck creators and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, and Dan's in there too. So you know the choir is here. We're just waiting for everybody else to come in. But if you do have a question, pop it in the chat there on YouTube. And if you want like a general message or something, ask us to pull a card for you. If you have a specific question, I prefer specific questions, and just going to say that, and just type in one or two lines, you know, try not to write a whole book, but, and there's no list to get on. Everybody thinks you have to ask, can I get a reading? Or you have to ask, can I get put on the list? No, there's no list. You don't have to ask. Just go ahead and type it in the chat and we'll take them in the order that they're on the chat. Same thing with the phone lines. We'll take the phone calls in the order that they call in. Remember to press one on your dial pad when you get through. Otherwise, we just assume you're listening to the show. So you got to hit one if you want to talk to us, okay? That's how you get up into the caller queue. Press one on your dial pad, 714-816-4628. And it's the 10th of March already. Oh, my gosh. It's the three energy today. The entire date breaks down to creativity and communication. What are you doing that's creative, you know? And today I'm using this steel wizard look. Look how thick that deck is. Oh, my gosh.
And Mary did that amazing review on it.
And I was shuffling, you know, and I'm like, you know, this is not the easiest deck to shuffle, not when it's brand new. You got to break it in, you know, and I'm used to using my gold foil deck, which is made of PVC material. It's not even cardboard. It's PVC. So it always pops back and it's waterproof and it shuffles like a dream. Oh, my God. Now, this one, I don't have the biggest fingers, but, you know, I can't imagine someone with smaller hands doing this and then breaking it in half and then trying to rifle it. Oh, my God.
Dax, just do half and half. You take half the deck, you rifle those, you do it however you do. I read reversal. So every time I cut the deck, I turn my hand like this. So whenever I pick it up, it's automatically turning this other half. And then I do my shuffling, and here we go.
Thanks, man. Well, you know, if I did reversals, what I would do is put a spread cloth down, and I just throw the deck down, and I would just do what I call the chaos method, and I would just move them all over everywhere, pull them back in, you know. But I don't do reversals. So, you know, but, of course, I could still use the chaos method because I would just turn the card upright if it was upside down. But, you know, maybe I'll try out reversals again. It's been 30 years. I should try reversals again, maybe. I don't know. I'm always playing with doing different things. I change up how I do readings and stuff like that. Try different things. See what works, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, I do see people getting on the switchboard. No one has their hand raised. So I'm going to tell everybody that's on the switchboard, remember, press one on your dial pad. Otherwise, we're just assuming you're listening to the show. And that's perfectly fine. If you want to dial in at 714-816-4628 and just listen to the show, that's fine. Just dial in. Don't do anything. But if you want to be live on air with us, press one. That lets us know you want to be on air. Press one. And we'll get to calls in just a minute here. But we're doing the numerology of the day. So like I said, it's the three energy from the day, creativity and communication. And, of course, the 10th, that reduces to one, new beginnings. And, you know, leadership and, you know, go ahead and take the reins. It's okay. So I got for my cards of the day here. First of all, before I pull the card, I have the card of the day. But before I pull that, I shuffle and I cut the deck in half. And then the card at the bottom is what I call the cutting to the heart of the matter card, okay? And I got the Page of Wands. Look at that color. Ooh. Just love that. Just love that. And what I feel is going on with that today, especially because it's a three energy with the creativity and we're maybe starting something new with the one energy, is, you know, sometimes the Page of Wands shows up to say, hey, you know, seek some higher education or an internship or, you know, something educational wise for this new thing that you're starting. Maybe you go on Udemy and take a Udemy course today, something like that, you know. And also if it's about career, business, a new creative adventure, remember that three energy creativity today, a new project, a new business. It's just saying, go for it, right? So that's the heart of the matter card. But the actual card of the day is the Tower card. Gotta love the dragon there. Look at that. So that's card 16, which is the seven energy, actually, the seeker. And sometimes this card shows up, and, you know, the traditional thing is, so if there's like an unexpected change, sudden unexpected happenstance or something like that, you know. But what I'm feeling today is a little different, sort of on the same line still, but what I'm feeling is And I love the dragon there, you know, and because the dragon has the fire, which wands, remember, we got the page of wands. Wands is fire as well, following your passions. Sometimes, Pam, you just got to, like, tear it all down and start from scratch, you know. It's like whatever that project is, you know, for me, often what it is it's a website, and I know, you know, I know I need to update it, refresh it. It's like, I don't know, 5-8 years old now, and it's showing its age, and it just needs to be rebuilt. Sometimes you just need to tear it down, literally just put all the files in trash and start with a fresh install of WordPress, and then start building from scratch the new website, you know. And that's what I think the Tower moment is. It's not the typical, you know, what most people, when they say tower moment, they're talking about, you know, the calamities, right?
Yes.
But in this case, I think it's like, hey, whatever it is that's holding you back, that you need to start anew, just tear it all down and just get going with it. Yeah. So that's what I got. And from the Steel Wizard. Oh, speaking of dragons, want to see my dragon? I got this shirt from Mary, one of my favorite bartenders, and it's a what did I say it was? Fireball. You know, the drink Fireball. And when you go like this, it's the Fireball dragon. I love that. So you walk around, you don't want to see my dragon. I thought that was perfect to wear today, Pamela.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So, what's going on? Do we have Autumn's in there in chat now, and Blue and Gold Celestial. Now, there's a name, and then we've got we got a phone call. So we're going to go to the phone call in just a second here. Who had the first question in the chat though? So Autumn is very nervous about their maths exam. Can I have some guidance? If I can get 80, I don't know what that means, Mark.
80 out of 80.
Maybe 80 out of 80, or maybe they meant 80%. You know, maybe they say it differently where that person is. I don't know where they are. But anyway, so you want to pull cards on that? Let's see what comes up for Autumn here. I'm doing this. Doing the shuffling. I think I'm getting more used to it now.
They've got a lot of flexibility, so they're not going to bend.
Yeah, see, and you're right. You're rifling the sideways rifle, which is that's a little easier. And then I was going to mention it has this coating on it, which is very nice. It's got this coating. Okay. Michelle said, we love that, but unfortunately, I don't know when she said that. So, Michelle, what is it you love again?
These streams are now a part of my damned routine, and that was from Autumn.
Yeah.
That's what she loves, and I love it too.
So they're, you know, we do have these regulars now that come into the cafe every day at 11 a.m., well, Pacific time, and that's 2 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States. And if you're in Europe, like London, it's 7 p.m. in the evening. Boop-a-doop-a-doo. Let me see. So this question about the exam. Oh, this is very interesting. Look at this. The one of the cards of the day, the Heart of the Matter card showed up. The Page of Wands. There you go, Autumn. You just need a little bit more studying, I think, when the page comes up like that, you know? And then I got the Maiden of Cups. Now, the maidens are some of your added on cards, huh, Pamela?
Yes.
So
they represent the potential for each suit.
So what would you say with a question like Autumn's about her math exams and how it's going to go and what does she need to know when the Maiden of Cups shows up?
The potential is there.
Okay.
But she's just not quite fulfilling it yet.
Mm. And I think that's why I got the Page of Wands along with that.
Yeah.
You know, a little more studying.
More is needed.
What'd you get?
Well, the focus card here is actually the Five of Wands, which means you got a lot of competition there. So I don't know if they're going to be grading on a curve or what, but
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
That's kind of what it feels like. Is it that because of the type of exam and well, if you go through the whole class and nobody's got more than half of them right, then you know that something's wrong with the exam, not the students generally. But in this case, it's a highly competitive field that you're looking at. And it's good, but stop comparing yourself to others and work with them instead. Instead of thinking I'm not good enough, because a lot of this has to do with your thoughts, okay? And I got the Page of Swords, which is the potential here for leadership and everything else. But it's the thought that makes it important. I think I can or I can't, because what are you telling yourself? What are these thoughts that you're programming into yourself? Because the potential here is to really do something wonderful. And math
right.
is more of a linear project. I mean, it's not like some of the arts where you don't go A, B, C, D. You might start with Q and then drop back to P or whatever. But math being linear, okay, you're most likely thinking in a straighter line. And that's where she comes in, is she's telling you, stick to what you know and work with that. Because if you get outside your wheelhouse, it's not going to work. And that means possibly working with others and comparing ideas and whatnot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other card that I got was right up there with what Dak said. You need more information. You got the Pentacles, the Eight of Pentacles here. And this is the one that when the student is ready, the master appears kind of thing. You've got more to learn. It's as simple as we can put it. So keep working and don't give up. In other words, whatever your score is, that's what you needed at this time for you to do more. And don't
awesome.
Beat yourself up about it, whatever it is. Or quit working because you think you did really good. Either way, there's still work to be done, in other words.
Yeah, Autumn says, I'm legit panicking. I hate math. I failed my first exam, got like 96% in another. Now I'm officially confused. Well, we hope it all works out, Autumn. Keep coming back and hanging out with us here in the chat, here in the cafe. You know, I always say grab your coffee or tea and hang out with me. That almost rhymes. We have a question from Blue and Gold Celestial, but before that, I want to mention a couple of things. First of all, is I've got URLs for the Steel Wizard Tarot and Eternal Seeker right here on the screen. Psychic.cafe/Eternal Seeker will take you right over where you can grab a copy of Eternal Seeker. That's right. And then, wait, I'm going to do the famous box thing where you go. There you go. And then I also have this URL, psychic.cafe/steelwizard. Remember, steel has the E on the end after the L, so it's three E's. So psychic.cafe/steel, S-T-E-E-L-E, wizard, psychic.cafe/steelwizard. That'll take you right over where you can grab the third edition version of the Steel Wizard Tarot. I also wanted to pop this up on screen. Psychic.cafe/runemagic will take you over to Pamela's fabulous new group on the Psychic Cafe for runes and rune magic. Ah, yeah, it's not just learning runes and reading runes and all that kind of thing, but doing rune magic, which I can't wait till we get into that. But Pamela is going like step by step, rune by rune, and it's really cool. Are you doing videos or are you typing up like, how are you doing the post? I forget now.
I'm just typing them.
Okay.
The guidelines, because the way that I learned was it really didn't work very well for me, because I'm always nosy about what. So if you cast the runes, you've got some face up, you've got some face down, you got some upside down, reverse, whatever you want to call it. And I finally found a book. Oh, gosh. I completely wore that one out. It's called Using the Runes by D. Jason Cooper. And that one gave me guidelines to get started on reading them, not just upright or reversed, but face down, upright or reversed. And that just, oh, hidden messages. I love hidden messages. So that's what got me going on that. And that's actually the mm-hmm. inspiration for what I'm typing for the guidelines to interpret these. Now, you'll eventually have to write your own or create your own. Mm. But at this point, this is how it works. I mean, it's like tarot. You have guidelines for interpretation, but over time, especially if you're keeping a journal, you're going to notice that that's not exactly where that slid into the conversation. So you're going to have to keep your notes meticulous so that you know that, ooh, when you have that epiphany, that mm-hmm. you can go back and fill in your notes to say, okay, in this position with these other cards around it, this is what I was getting for the guidelines to interpret this card. And that's the way it is. So,
wow.
That's how it works.
Well, you may have worn out that book, but that's just the universe saying, okay, it's time to write the new book, which is going to be Runic Tarot by Pamela Steele. And it's all going to be how to use runes and your tarot deck together.
Well, the Steel Wizard has a lot of runes in it, and so does the Eternal Seeker. So
yeah, it's already in here. In the back of the book, don't you have it in the back of the book here? I think
yes, there it is. Yeah.
I wanted to show everybody. See,
it's like, real quick. Yeah.
It's like a real quick guide. I can't see the camera if I'm doing that right. Anyway, I just wanted to mention all that. Come join us on Psychic Cafe. You know, it's free to join. You can come over to www.psychic.cafe. I think I have somewhere here. Okay, where is the – I lost the link, guys. There it is. www.psychic.cafe. You don't need the www. I just put that in there so you realize that this is a URL, and that's how you get to the new website. It is a social networking community platform. It is so basically Facebook. It's Facebook for everything psychic and our shows and the Tarot Guild and everything. Okay, back over here. Before we go to the phone lines, real quick, there's a whole bunch of people calling in now, but only one person has their hand raised. What is up with that? Everybody's listening to the show. That's fine. That's fine. You don't have to talk to us, but it's weird. You know, Pam, I never see a list of people, you know, all dialed in, but one person has their hand raised. It's hilarious.
I'm blaming daylight savings time.
Well,
I
that's
really
you.
Am.
You know, that could be a big thing. Like some people, you know, might be missing the show. Although I don't know how, because like on the East Coast and the West Coast, I mean, and everywhere in between, you know, the time hasn't changed. The show still starts 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. It's only going to mess with you if you're in Arizona and maybe a couple of other nooks and crannies where other places that don't, you know, fall back, spring forward with their clocks. Which we don't, and I wish the rest of you would stop doing it already.
Yeah. I wish that too. That's my biggest. That's all I want for Christmas for the rest of my life.
That's all I want for Christmas. Well, okay. So before we get back to the callers, that blue and gold celestial had asked, I'm nervous about my new job. Can I have some guidance? So right off the bat, I want to mention that I got the Ten of Swords. One door closes, another door opens. You might have some attachments to your previous job or the way things were done or things like that. Basically, this card showing up to say, hey, you know, and I forgot how to say their name, blue and gold celestial. Maybe I'll just say Celeste. So Celeste, it's saying not to worry about it, that this is opening new doors for you. This is really, really, really good. That's what I think. Oh, and the Five of Cups. So, you know, this is just talking about, like, how you're feeling right now, all right, about the situation. And, you know, you're all worried and things like that. But look, we've got all these, you know, and traditionally in the card, it's like crying over spilt milk. And you got the two cups that have spilt. But look, there's three up here that haven't spilt, you know. It's kind of just trying to not really give you guidance, but just trying to affirm, like what I said about this card, that doors are opening for you. You know, you're just not seeing all the possibilities with this new job. This is great. This is not something to be nervous about. You know what I mean? Oh, tell the folks, Pam, because your version is kind of different from the Waite Smith, where you don't have three cups that have spilt, just two, and there's three up here, which I like better, by the way, up on the shelf, the windowsill.
There was a few little things that as I was creating these pictures that are about this big, and they're all pencil crayon, by the way, and that was a lot of, anyway, I was just following instinct completely on this deck. And they appeared in no particular order. If you look at the Six of Swords, all of the swords, as they're floating away on as the boat's floating away, all of the swords are still on the beach. They're point down in the sand. And the same with those cups. There's always more left than there are that spills. Because if you look at it this way, whatever spills, whatever is dumped out, you need that room and probably a wee bit more for what's coming. So you've still got plenty to work with. You've still got lots there. But what's emptied out isn't worth saving. What's emptied, what has gone, is no longer part. It no longer serves who you are now. So that's why they're empty and there's only two, because there's always more left.
Oh, did you pull a card for Celestial?
Oh, I did, actually. And oddly enough, but I picked up the Eternal Seeker. Something told me use this one. And right now, sweetie, what you've got is called Soulfire. It's the Eternal Seeker's answer to the Strength card. And what this is telling you is honor the source of your strength. Honor what drives you. Is it the love of power or is it the power of love? Like, one of these two things is your source. That is your wellspring. And whatever job you're doing right now, take that with you. And I can swear by whatever you consider holy that this works. And I don't care if you're digging ditches for a pipeline company or you're in a tech job. It doesn't matter what work it is. Take your essence of truth, that source of your strength, and let it shine. And that will bring you into the art of Zen, whatever it is you're doing. Because you really need to have that front and center or it's not going to work. And that's going to give you the strength to go. It's going to take away the panic. It's going to take away everything because you have what you need to survive and succeed. Okay.
Awesome sauce. Hope that helped you out. And just like Blue and Gold Celestial and Autumn did, if you guys have a question or want us to pull a card, just pop it in the chat there. I see that first name, last name, one of our regulars is back in there. And they had said yay for Dax too, just happy to see Pam. Because before that, first name said yay, Pamela's here. And it's so funny, it's like I never know when she's like, I never know when Pamela's gonna be here. It's like, well, yes, you kind of do, because it's every other Sunday. It's when Maria is not doing the Angelic View show, which will be next week, the 17th, because it's the first and third Sundays. All the rest of the Sundays, I'm here. Panel is usually with me on the Sundays. By the way, you were in the chat sometime over the last couple of days, and I promoted it every day that Pamela was going to be on with me Sunday. So there's no excuse, first name, last name. And then we're going to go over to the phone lines here. Wow, the phone lines continue to get filled up, but only one person has their hand raised. So I'm going to say again, this is a great time. Dial in at 714-816-4628. If you just want to listen to the show, just dial in and don't do anything. If you want to be live on air with us, dial in at 714-816-4628 and raise your hand by pushing 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know that you want to be live on air with us, pushes you all the way to the top of the list and raises your hand. I did want to mention real quick, Pam, that after this show, because I know I'm going to forget to mention this. So, you know, just like I always forget to say, please subscribe to the channel. Because we need to get to 500. We're almost there. You know, it gets better every day. Let me see if I can pull that up. For some reason, it is not coming up, and I do not know why. But it's psychic.cafe/YouTube will take you over, and we are now at 464. We've only got 36 more to go to hit 500, and then we just need the watch time. And we have 606 videos on the channel, folks. Y'all should watch some of our free workshops and everything like that. And speaking of free workshops, great segue to what I wanted to mention is Pamela here is going to be doing a workshop for us. And it's going to be right after the show, about an hour after it ends. So we're going to end at the top of the hour, and then it's going to start an hour after that. Give you guys time to grab your coffee and tea, get refreshed, and join us on the Zoom. And this is how you get to that Zoom. I'll have the Zoom turned on, and you can come in early and chat with us and ask questions about the Guild and about Psychic Cafe and Tarot and whatever you want to while we're waiting for the workshop to start at the top of the hour. So you don't have to wait till 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern to come in. You can come in like 12:30 p.m. Pacific, 3:30 p.m. Eastern. You can come in a half hour to 40 minutes earlier. I'll have it already turned on. And just like with our daily lives, every Sunday, it's the same URL. So write this down along with the /live, which takes you to the daily live. Write down psychic.cafe/Zoom. That'll take you to our Zoom meeting. Every Sunday, we're having a live discussion and Q&A, and you can ask all your questions about the new website, the platform, psychic.cafe. You can ask about becoming a host here on Psychic Talk. You can ask about the Guild, about becoming a certified reader or a certified psychic advisor, promoting your business, setting up your custom URL and profile on Psychic Cafe, running your business out of the cafe. I love that because, Pamela, when I started in tarot, it was way before the internet and everything, and I ran my business out of a cafe, out of a coffee house, you know? And so now it's like come all full circle where we have this for everybody to run their business out of the cafe, Psychic Cafe. I just love it. So we're going to do these live Q&A and Zooms every Sunday, but some of the Sundays we're also going to have a workshop. So this is one of those Sundays. Yeah, and Pamela's going to do a workshop. It's basically on the Celtic cross, but it's called Pamela. Again, it is Tell Me a Story, right?
Tell me a story.
Tell me a story. And by the way, we have I can't talk today. I swear to God, it's bad. PDF handout. And I'm going to pop that into the chat here for everybody to grab before the Zoom call. Okay. And it's psychic.cafe, tell me a story, but there's a dash between each word. So basically it's psychic, open a new tab in your browser. Follow along right now, guys. psychic.cafe/tell-me-a-story. psychic.cafe/tell-me-a-story. And that will take you to the PDF. You can download it and be all set for the workshop. And then following the workshop, we'll be doing a short discussion, Q&A, any question you got about tarot, numerology, about the workshop that Pamela just did. If you have a question about joining the guild as a member, getting certified, anything about navigating or using any of the features of the new social networking community platform, psychic.cafe. It's all fair game on Sundays. Yes. All righty. So, Pam, let's run over to the phone lines here, and we'll take that call, 917. 917.
Hello.
Are you there, caller? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Bashir. I'm calling from New York City.
You're breaking up a month ago.
Can you hear me now?
Ashil?
Yeah.
You were breaking up really bad, Ashil, but now you're starting to sound better. So, yeah,
okay.
I remember we talked to you.
And it was I was on a bad connection back then. But today my question is regarding my career. I just want to see what's coming up. I have an online business, so whatever comes up, let me know.
Okay. Whatever comes up for Ashil, Pamela. And so you're planning on doing an online business, it sounds like.
No, I have already. I've been having for 2 years.
Okay. And so what would your question be then?
Just
whatever comes
what's coming
up or...
Yeah. Say it again.
Okay, so like just whatever's coming up, or you know how to move forward or grow it, or
yeah,
what do you
yeah,
think?
Because it's been kind of quiet now. I know the economy is part of it, but you know whatever message come through,
okay,
open to it.
Pamela's busy pulling. I can see she's pulling cards there. I'm going to say this real quick. I'm getting transition. I feel like. You know, you've been doing this for a couple of years, Ashil. I feel like you're in a transition right now where things are really going to take off for you. In fact, the very next card I get is the Wheel of Fortune, turning in your favor. Oh, I love that Wheel of Fortune too. Don't you love that? It's fantastic. It's fantastic. And now here's the Two of Wands. And look at this version of the Two of Wands. And I love how instead of the little globe in his hand, he's got this big globe and he's got his hand on top of the globe. But he's not looking at the globe. He's looking off to the right. Have you ever noticed that? Also, in another difference between this and the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card, although some of the elements, look at the roses, some of the elements are there and the battle... what do they call those at the top?
Battlement. It starts with a C.
I can't remember. But it's
big word.
But it's there, and then the water's out there, but he's not facing the water. Like in the Waite-Smith version, in the Two of Wands and the Three of Wands, he's facing out. And they usually say something like, okay, with the Two of Wands, he's, you know, sent his ships out, Three of Wands, the ships are now coming back in kind of thing. I like this where it's different, you know, where he's got his back there and his hand is on the globe. You know, literally, especially because it's an online business, I think that's what this is hinting at. You literally have the world at your fingertips. You do. And your business is about to go through a transition where, you know, the Wheel of Fortune starts turning in your favor. I think it's going to be really great. But let's see what Pam's getting, because she might have some more insight for you, Ashil.
Okay.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
I'm going to start, okay, because I do use the Steel Wizard, like Dax is doing. And this card came up earlier in another reading, but what it's telling me at this particular point is that there's a lot of ways of thinking and doing that have come to a point where they need to be altered, changed, improved on. So start looking at the little things that you're doing right now and to see if you're still on target, if you're still getting the message out there clearly, okay? Because they're usually with swords, it's the thought process and shooting yourself in the foot kind of thing that throws you off. Or telling yourself I can't because. So look clearly at what's going on around you and what your business is doing so that you really do understand what needs to be released what needs to be kept and what needs to be adapted, okay? Because you're on your path, and excuse me, it is freezing in this basement. I apologize. I really am cold down here. But the card that came up as the focal point is the Weaver, which tells me you're not only on your path, you're keeping it strong. You're not getting entangled with anybody else's. You're not letting things distract you or anything else. But you do need to really clarify what it is you intend to do. It's almost like you've expanded to a point where you're on the borderline. You're on the verge of tipping the balance and being away from what your focus was, your core mandate was. And so redefine it, because the only way you're going to achieve victory is if you get your thoughts clear and make sure that you don't get tangled up in anybody else's drama, let's say. Okay?
Yeah. Right. Thanks for the call, okay. Ashiel. I hope that helped you out.
Of course. Call back again.
Thank you
so much. I will.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And I love when we have the returning callers. I'm having the same problem. You are. It's not that it's cold. It's that I need water. It's like your throat dries out.
Horribly.
Mm. It's hard doing these shows. You guys don't understand how much work this is, you know. You know, it's like those poor people on television, and you see the chair with the water on it, you know, and they have to wait till, you know, they go to commercial break and they grab the water and they're drinking the water like crazy, you know, and then they come back. Okay, we're going to take another phone call in a second here. Real quick, because I got to get all this stuff out, because we're going to end the show promptly in 13 minutes. Real quickly, I just want to mention once again, join us for the Zoom after the show for the live discussion and Q&A, and of course, Pamela's workshop. Right. Yes. And I put the URL in the chat. But once again, for those listening on radio, psychic.cafe/tellmeastory, psychic.cafe/tell-me-a-story. That'll open the PDF and you'll be all set. Remember, to get to the Zoom, it's psychic.cafe/Zoom. Okay. And then I wanted to mention, you can grab us a cup of coffee at psychic.cafe/coffee. And, you know, if you're enjoying these shows, if you get a good reading, if you learn something new on the show, if you just like hanging out with us in the cafe every day, you know, like a lot of our people in there was telling us that first name, last name, Autumn and so forth, go ahead and grab us a cup of coffee. And if you want to get put to the top of the caller queue or the questions in chat, that's the other way you do that, is psychic.cafe/coffee. Just buy us a cup of coffee and let us know, and we'll put you to the top of the caller queue. And then also the sale, psychic.cafe/sale, get 75% off our lifetime membership. It's just $78 right now. You save $219 off our lifetime membership. You're paid up for life. And I even made it easier right under the one-time payment button for $78. There's a link you can click, two payments of $39. I kid you not. It is so, so easy. Compassionate Light, still waiting for Catherine Hahn to pre-record some shows. We're going to get those out to you next Sunday, a week from today, and The Angelic View with Maria G. Moss. And the next Mystic Corner, Michelle's Mystic Corner, the fourth Saturday, that's going to be what, the 23rd. Yes, yep. The 23rd, she will be back. Awesome sauce. Just want to get all that out because we got to answer a couple more questions and then get out of here and get ready for the workshop and, you know, take a bathroom break, get some more coffee because we're running out here. Yes, you guys got to run over there and buy me a cup of coffee, psychic.cafe/coffee. Oh, John McBride's in. Hi, John. John is one of our longtime, lifetime members of the Guild, been a member for forever. And John, I don't remember seeing you in the chat before on the YouTube Live. This is just really cool that you're in there. Blue and Gold said, I'm too late, but thank you. No, that's not too late. We caught it, Blue and Gold. I'm so grateful. I'm going to change my username. You don't have to change your username. Blue and Gold Celestial is just fine with me. It's just a lot to say. So I just basically go Celeste. Anyway, John says hi to Dan. Yes. Dan is up to 95 replays and workshops watched on our YouTube channel. Woo! Listen to that, Pam. 95 replays. See, we need to get to 3,000 watch hours. If you go into our YouTube channel, we have all these playlists for the different shows. So each playlist will we have the Psychic Talk one that has all of the shows, but then we also have them broken up by individual show if it's a custom show, and we have playlists for like workshops and reviews. If you guys pick some you like and watch it from the beginning to the end and like it, oh my God, you know, I mean, of course, by now you should have already, what, subscribed to the channel and liked this video, but if you go into our archive and start watching some of these, it'll really help our watch time, you know, get us up to 3,000 watch hours. Then we can do membership on YouTube and some other little goodies, and we can also do super chats. So when people come into the chat here, they don't have to go over to psychic.cafe/coffee anymore. They can grab us a cup of coffee by click. Do a super chat, you know, $15, $20, whatever you like. And it may get to the point where we stop doing the caller lines and only on some of the shows anyway, only do the YouTube chat, super chats, and you'll have to do a super chat to get your question answered. See how that works? Yeah, because we need to keep the lights on. Yes, okay. So we've got some other questions back here. I know Lotus Siren came in and first name, last name. Okay, first name, last name wrote a book again. I'm going to try to read this, Pam. Guidance on how to market to my email list to get them to start buying. Okay, well, at least you have an email list. That's good. A lot of new people on it, and they're not 100% on their path. Weird market. I'm working too hard to reach them. That could be part of it. Well, you know, are you doing too many emails? See, I got the Nine of Wands though. The Nine of Wands, that tells me you're all prepared. Okay, so it's not something you're not prepared for. You have all the skills, abilities. It sounds like you might have the right software in place and everything like that. It might just be strategy. Okay. Strategy. Let's see, what else can we get here? Okay, yeah. Seven of Pentacles. So, you know, review your harvest. Seven is that seeker energy. You know, take a look at it, you know. How many emails are you sending out to them, you know, spread out over how many days? Are you giving away enough? Because you said about buying, right? But the key is minimum 80-20% rule, preferably more like 95% to 5% is my rule. So what does that mean? 95% content, 5% call to action, you know, buy this or buy that. Okay. So reevaluate. Are you putting out enough content? Don't be afraid to give away the farm. You need to send out every content, everything that you know and use and want people to buy your course or your workshop or your book or your deck or whatever it is you want them to buy that contains content. Put that content out for free because they will pay to have the content in a specific order boxed nicely for them. And the other big caveat, people buy access to you. That's what they really want. They want help with the content, not just to get the content. Okay. So step one, give them a lot of free content, free stuff. Okay. And then with your call to actions, maybe start with a smaller call to action. Get this PDF from me. It's $9.97. you know, or something like that. Get, you know, buy this book, this digital book, buy this handout, you know, whatever. Get them, you know, get that first sale, because the marketing research says that once they bought one thing from you, it shoots up way into the high percentage possibility that they're going to buy something else from you. And you can start, you know, promoting your higher ticket things. So that's what I'm getting in the cards here. I am also getting the Seven of Swords, another seven, the Seeker. Oh, Pam, tell me about this card. It's a slightly different version of the typical Seven of Swords. Usually
it's just, well, it's just saying be careful what you leave laying around. In other
okay.
words, everything that you do put out there needs to be watermarked, copyrighted, and very specifically owned. Because otherwise,
uh-huh.
somebody can walk along, pick up. And how many times have you seen this? Somebody will take an entire website from someone who's doing really well and set it up under their own name with a slight variation in the URL. And the next thing you know, I mean, gosh, we deal with piracy and theft every day, constantly.
Right.
As tarot deck readers and creators. So, yeah, that's what it's about right there.
By the way, look, there's a reflection of Pam Carr. I love it. But I just wanted to say something. The Seven of Swords, like in the Waite Smith, they're sneaking out of camp. The two extra swords are behind them. They would like to get it, but they can't get it. Whereas in this one, they are getting it. You know, it's a different thing. But I want to say in the context of first name, last name's question, what I'm feeling from this card is go ahead and steal. That's what I'm getting. I'm not talking about stealing the content or, you know, doing – that's not what I'm talking about. Steal the strategy. What is everybody else doing? You know, if your marketing is not – if your email campaigns are not functioning the way you want to, look at what other people are doing and try out different things. That's what I'm getting. Okay. And did you have anything for
– Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The first,
we got to hurry because we're rapidly running out of time here, folks.
Okay. Another seven, another seeker, seven.
Another
of
seeker.
Cups. Okay. What you've been telling us and what Dax has been saying all makes perfect sense to me. You need to find out what it is your audience wants.
Mm-hmm.
What do they really, really want? And,
yep.
and you said they're already, you're very advanced in this. They're not. And this workshop that we're doing here in a few minutes, or about an hour, that one is exactly why I dropped back to that. That's why I created a deck called Wizards, Pets, Tarot, the ABCs. This is for absolute beginners. I've been reading tarot since Christ was a cowboy. And I forget that people don't know what I know. So I had to go back to the basics, all right? Dumb it down, not for them, but for me. And the first thing when I sent the book, like the book I wrote for that, I sent it to my cousin to prove it. She immediately called me and said, what is tarot? I said, well, you know what tarot is. She says, I know, and you know, but they don't. They don't
mm-hmm.
understand. And what they're looking for, they want to know you better. And the soul twins, really what it is about embracing your shadows. Let them see glimpses of your journey, how you got started, what you were doing. What did you do when you first picked up a tarot deck? Guide them with that. Let them use that. Because
ooh, put that card closer. I couldn't, so everybody can see it, because look at the hair and the dragon coming out of her hair like that. So that's Soul Twins.
Yeah.
25. Okay.
Yep.
So I'm not familiar.
That's another seven.
That's another seven. Look at that.
Yep. It's another seeker card. And it is about what is hidden. What you assume that they know you. They don't. They need to know you. Because then after that, whatever you put out there will come back threefold. Because this, I've got the Six of Pentacles. Okay.
Hmm.
But right now they don't, once they really feel like they know you, once they really feel like you've given them something, they want to take part of you with them, and they will happily pay for that. This works in the art industry. This works in tarot, anything. If they know a little bit about you and they like you because they can identify with what you're telling them, oh, you get me. This is where I met. You've been there. you totally get it. Then they want to take that with them. They will buy your readings. They will buy your products. They will buy your art. They'll do it because they want to take you home with them. Okay?
Awesome sauce. Okay, we're going to try to squeeze in one more call. If we don't get to your call or don't get to your question today, we're sorry because we've got the workshop and we got to get set up for that and everything. And it takes a little while, you know, it's like this video has to render before I can start the next Zoom and, you know, all kinds of weird stuff. And we have a question from Lotus Siren in the chat that we'll try to squeeze that in too. So I'll do Lotus, and meanwhile, Pamela, I'll have you do the phone calls. Area code 773 has been waiting the longest. Area code 773, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Elizabeth, and I'm calling from Indiana.
Indiana, yay! All right.
My question is, someone proposed to me twice, and the first time they got cold feet. We had a long discussion, and I'm just kind of worried. I'm hoping that he follows through this time. I think he's serious this time.
Okay. Let's just see here. So, possibilities here. All right. Well, first of all, my question to you is, do you love him because you need him, or do you need him because you love him? Because you seem to be fine on your own. All right?
That's true.
And that may be a little bit intimidating because there are other people out there that say, well, I can't do as good enough contributing as you are doing on your own. Therefore, why do you need me? And am I going to be irrelevant? And. So question, and you've got to let them know you don't love them because you need them. You need them because you love them. There's a huge difference there. So look at that one. And then the next thing is you have to be willing to let it be, because the Hangman is all about relinquishing control and not having any expectations, as it were. It's a 12, which is today is a 12, which reduces down to a 3. And that's some really wonderful energy. It took me a long time to get comfortable with one of my birth cards. But when I finally did, it just made so much sense. And what happened was I was drawing the Hangman for the Wizard's Pets, and I was struggling with it because I really didn't understand that card. And out of the blue, I started hearing this old Beatles song, Let It Be, that old Paul McCartney song. And it played through my head the whole time I was drawing that picture. And now, when I look at this, that's all. You're not relinquishing control to some outside force. You're allowing your own inner divinity to guide you and do that. Because if it's meant to be, and it's going to, you know. But I'm also seeing victory here, okay? Because the Six of Wands is the card that says, yeah, you win, okay? So whatever you win, say thank you. I mean, because if this is somebody who's going to back out on you again, do you really want that kind of instability?
Correct, yeah.
And why? Okay, so you win either way. But right now it looks good. You just got to let him know that you're not that scary.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wow. Thanks.
You're welcome, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
All righty. So, real quick in the chat, I'm going to pull some cards now it disappeared. Lotus Siren. I had to scroll way back up here. I've been popping it in the chat. The link to the Zoom, psychic.cafe/Zoom, is in there. You can join us for the free workshop and live Q&A. And also, I put the URL in for the sale. On that sale page, you can get my private readings, too, for half price. So scroll down on that sale page. It's psychic.cafe/sale, and our lifetime membership is on that page for 75% off for another few weeks. We're probably going to go through March. And then the lifetime, not just the sale, the lifetime membership itself is going away. It's going to be subscription membership only, and we're only going to pull the lifetime membership out, you know, maybe once or twice a year. We'll let people get in on it because it's such a great deal. And it's like, also, we can't afford it because it's so much work and we can't keep the lights on because we're giving away the farm, basically. $297 normally. Now it's just $78 or two payments of $39, even easier. Hey, Charlotte's in there. What's Charlotte saying about now I have a song in my head? Oh, yeah. Hey, Charlotte, you weren't here earlier. You didn't see my – want to see my dragon? It's the fireball dragon. Okay, so the question – and then we got to get out of here because we got so much things to set up here. Lotus Siren. I wanted to know, are there messages regarding a new relationship? Yes, there are. And you, and if you've been listening, watching these shows for a long time, you know how I do these relationship things. I start laying out cards, and I'm looking for the guy or girl to come in, is basically what's going on, you know. So, but first, I get the Ace of Pentacles. Kind of a weird card to get in relationships, right? But not really, because all aces are new beginnings. You know, maybe this one just has more of a material foundation to it or something. I don't know. But it's something new. It's new, you know, and so it's possibly coming in. When? Well, I only had put down two cards and boom, they showed up, okay? The next card is a little bit of a hint. I tell you what, before I get to the bad news, it's not bad news. It's just a little bit of advice from tarot. But before I get to that, the person coming in is the Knight of Pentacles. And I thought that was apropos. We got the Ace of Pentacles and then the Knight of Pentacles, right? It's the slowest moving of the knights, you know, but he's, you know, very stable. We love that, right? Very earth energy because that's Pentacles. Earth might be a Taurus or a Virgo or a Capricorn coming your way. So I just wanted to mention that before I go to this is what the tarot wants you to work on, materialism. Yes. What is it you're attached to, especially from previous relationships, that's preventing this person from coming in? Him or her, you know, it's a knight, but it could be a guy or a girl. You know, everything's androgynous in the tarot to me. You know, it's like it can go either way, you know, or not at all. You know, we have to do non-binary now, right? So, yeah, you know, what is it? What is it that you're holding on to? I love this where he's like trying to – what's he trying to grab a hold of? The rope to get out of the pit?
Yep.
I love that. Oh, one last caveat. You're showing up as the Queen of Cups, hon. So, Lotus, you need to, you know, really listen to your intuition, your gut instincts around these relationships and meeting people and stuff like that, you know. And also, you know, it's the one thing the Queen of Cups does really good is listen. You know, it's like listen more than you talk. And adopt being the nurturer, so to speak. That's what I'm getting from that. Okay, so we're at the end of the show. We got to get out of here. If we didn't get to your phone call, I apologize. We'll be back tomorrow. And if we didn't get to your question in chat, again, join us in the chat tomorrow. Remember, it's the same URL all the time. I'm going to type it in here. https://psychic.cafe/live. So basically, like tomorrow, regular show time, 11, an hour earlier for me. Christ, I have to get up early. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Just type this in to a new tab on your browser there, psychic.cafe/live. It'll take you to right to tomorrow's show and you can join us. And first name says, nice seeing everybody. Yay. Okay. So hopefully we'll see you all on the free workshop and live Q&A psychic.cafe/Zoom in about 50 minutes. That's right. Time to refresh the coffee and tea, everybody. Thanks, Pamela, for hanging out with me.
You're welcome.
I hope you can join us in a couple of Sundays. Like,
should be able to. I think so.
A couple of weeks.
I think so.
Awesome sauce. Yeah. All right. Bye, everybody, for now, anyway. We'll see you in 50 minutes.